It's good to be back.
Hello.
Yes, hello, yeah.
Hi.
This is your first time back in a while.
Yeah, I know. We
put you on ice for a while.
Yeah, I know. I heard there was complaints.
There was some complaints. There's more compliments than complaints.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't see... why didn't you tell me about the compliments?
Did I not send you some screenshots of people?
No, you sent me the screenshots of people being angry at me.
No. I sent one... I think I said on some episode that, some people didn't like it. And then, obviously, people heard that. And then people were DMing me or commenting on stuff. Being like, oh, George is... They're the best episodes.
You give... You give people have a strong reaction to it.
Yeah.
Whether it's good
you're
or bad.
You're marmite. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm like a bad smell, you know?
Yeah. But well, people either love you or hate you. Yeah. Which is good, you know?
That's good, yeah.
And that's like, that kind of applies to your stand-up, I think, you know?
Yes.
People either love you.
Yeah, I'm either killing or nothing.
Yeah. But that's what you want, you know? Man, I fucking hate crowds in Dublin. Man, just... With heckling, like, in fairness, it was a pretty fucking sick heckle. I did this stuff about not having enough sex and, like, trying to have more sex and stuff. And then I did the stuff about Stephen Hawking. And it was just a throwaway comment. I never said it before, but I was like, I don't even know what he was doing on the island, Epstein's Island. He might have just been watching or something. And then some guy goes...
He's in a moving cuck chair.
What? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He brings his own chair. It's great. But I said that, and then some guy went, oh, well, he's had more sex than you, or something. And usually most heckles,
it's
like...
so obvious, though. So you can get, it's not very...
It's not great, but when it comes to heckles, like, it's pretty...
I guess it's better than...
Whatever.
Yeah.
But they just don't speak loud enough. And...
Yeah, and then also...
Well, there's no shame in that, because he was taken to the paedophile island.
Well,
where
this
he
is the thing. I said, he said, got a laugh. And I was like, oh, shit. And then I was just, like, thought about it for a second. I was like, well, to be honest, mate, like, I'd rather... not have sex and fuck children, or whatever.
Or
be in a wheelchair, yeah.
But, like, the other thing is, it's like, I hate it when someone heckles you with something that you've been self-deprecating about.
Oh.
It's like, I already made fun of that, you fucking idiot.
That's why I'm saying it first,
what are
you
a fucking loser?
Yeah,
I just said that.
That's my whole shtick. Yeah. It's like if you did ball jokes for fucking... whatever, 10 minutes, and someone's like, yeah, you're bald. And it's like, yeah, like, why are you trying to hurt my feelings? Like, this is another thing. The first night I gigged, it was my first night gigging in like 2 weeks or something, and I was like first on, and it's just some fucking drunk scouse whore was down the back, and she was just shouting stuff out, and I was like, and everyone hated her, and then I was in a position where I was able to be like, okay, after the show we're all gonna beat the shit out of this cunt or whatever, and everyone's like,
yeah, nice.
And then I got off, and then she came up to me, and she was just like, oh, you don't like being heckled? And I was like, I mean, it's just annoying.
No,
she's
one
like,
does. What
yeah,
do you mean?
And she goes, all the best comedians like getting heckled. And I was like, I promise you, everyone in my life is a comedian. They all hate it. And she's like, oh, they're probably all amateurs. And I was like, no, it's just like annoying. And she was like, well, all the best comedians like getting heckled. And I was like, no. And then
they're
she
the
was
shitty
just,
Liverpool ones. Dude.
Yes, yeah. Yes, yeah. You're used to Paul Smith.
Yeah.
Which is fucking just coming out. Yeah, you fucking nonce or whatever.
It's fucking Jimmy Carr. It's ruined.
Jimmy Carr.
I did a Cafe Mode once.
Yeah.
And there was some fucking coked up fucking estate agent. He was upstairs just before, because he was him in the audience, and he brought his two fucking fat whores as well.
These
disgusting men. And I think he was fucking both of them.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm jealous of this guy.
Oh,
yeah.
Are you in? They were fucking from the depths, mate. They were fucking gross.
Yeah, Deptford.
And
so stupid.
And he
I'll get in those depths.
And he was coked up.
Was
he
was deep diving.
And he was like vibrating. And then he was like, yeah, I've been watching a lot of.
It's the only way you can fuck them. You just have to vibrate, and they just have to gyrate on it.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't get a hold because there's so much fat in the way.
Yeah.
So you just sort of hump.
You're just humping a crevice. But the.
But he fucking came up to us before the show and was like, yeah, I've been watching a lot of fucking comedy on Instagram, and like, yeah, man, just fucking destroy me, just fucking heckle me.
Yeah.
And it's me, fucking Ridwan, Kyle, fucking, remember? Kyler!
Oh,
yeah, Kyler.
Kyler.
Yeah, I'm like, no one, I've got the fucking, we've got like six incels who can't make eye contact.
Yeah.
They don't want to interact with you.
Yeah.
They want to talk about their penis and then get off stage.
Yeah.
And it was just that, but cunts like that have ruined comedy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I just like, she was like just trying to, and she's like, oh, all the best, you all must be amateurs if you don't like getting heckled. And I would have
walked away from this conversation.
Well, yeah, I was just kind of like, I just kind of went, yeah, okay. And then she was like, she kind of was expecting me to be antagonized by it, and she was just like, yeah. And I was like, yeah, I just don't really care. And she was like, oh yeah, don't be upset. I was like, no, I'm not upset. And she was like, so do you want me to shut up for the rest of the show? I was like, I don't care. I'm off stage. Mm, I'm going home. It was like, do whatever the fuck you want. Mm. And then she got kicked out because people were complaining about her talking. And then she was outside and she thought, they didn't explain to her why she got kicked out. She thought she got kicked out because I complained about her. She's like, oh, that Irish guy, the ginger guy, can't handle getting heckled. He's fucking getting me kicked out. And I could hear her outside and I was like, oh my God. And
that Irish guy when she's in Ireland.
Oh yeah, that yeah. I think you just said that ginger
right.
Guy or whatever. But
I fucking hate Scousers.
Oh dude, yeah, they're fucking.
They think that they literally think that Liverpool is the center of the earth. Like, yeah, they think it's. They thought yeah that it's like the epicenter.
Yeah,
it's
and
insane.
God forbid you make a joke about.
Oh yeah, of
fucking
course.
Absolutely.
Anything hilarious that happens to their population.
Yeah.
I almost tweeted a joke about that car. Fucking ramming people and thing, and I was like, yeah,
every time a group of Scousers, like every time like Scousers get in a group more than 10 people, like four of them die.
Wait, it's because you like it's
yeah,
like
Hillsborough.
It's like it's just instinct. Like if you're driving and you see a group of Scousers, like your car just kind of
it's like driving past like a group of pigeons. Like you want to hit them
exactly,
right?
You know what I mean?
You're gonna go,
it's like a dog chasing a cat. I don't know.
Yeah, most cars should
like
have like
the guy wasn't even drunk who did that. He was like, I don't know what came over me.
Yeah,
just,
yeah.
I was in Liverpool.
I think he did just kind of spaz out a bit.
I think you just hear them talk and you go, these people have got to be taken
right
out.
His car went into mowing down Scouser mode.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, and then another night there was these cunts from Essex in. And I clocked it as soon as they came up.
They're the next worst.
They're the next worst. I think they might be worse than Scouts.
We should send Essex to Liverpool.
No, Essex are better than fucking. They've got people from Essex got class.
No, not the ones I've met.
Oh, we are way. I've got Essex blood in me. We are way better than Essex.
Oh wait, do you call this class? Is there anything?
He's got his legs crossed. In
okay, all right.
I'm wearing a shirt from M&S.
You wouldn't see a Scouser crossing their legs. All right,
you have M&S class. Essex has M&S. Essex.
Yeah. My uncle has MS.
People from Essex, fucking, I'm not from Essex. My mum's side of family are from Essex. They're way better than fucking dirty Scousers.
Right.
Fucking rat, fucking munching cunts. Fucking horrible. Fucking child. They're all fucking paedophiles and they live in council flats.
Yeah, right. That's why they make all those paedophile jokes.
Yeah,
that's why he calls everyone a knock out because they are.
They are paedophiles.
Yeah, that's in her head. Paul Smith is like the greatest comedian that's ever walked the face of the earth. You know what I mean? And what they don't know is that like when she's like, Jimmy Carr. I was like, yeah, Jimmy Carr. They're all pre-written put downs in his head,
written by someone else.
Yeah. And I met a guy who wrote jokes for Jimmy Carr. Same. So when people go, oh, fool, he doesn't have joker, I was like, I literally met a guy.
Oh, no, he 100%.
Yeah, yeah.
I know someone. He offered $10,000 for like a trans joke that he had.
I met that guy.
Cut that out.
Cut that out.
He's not. I don't think you're. Actually, no, because he didn't actually buy. Because that's the thing. When a comedian buys your joke, I think contractually you can't tell people that you wrote for them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because he said no, I think he can tell.
So if you bought a joke of someone,
I think he did sell it to him. It's the joke where he goes, "Trans people, they've changed."
No, he
$10,000 for that.
Oh wait, maybe he did, but then maybe there was another one that he didn't.
Yeah, no, he told me that he sold it to him for $10,000.
So if you bought, if you write a joke and then they hear it, they have a contract already and they go, sign this.
Well, I signed a thing to write for Dapper Laughs. That fucking absolute spastic.
You wrote for Dapper Laughs?
Who's Dapper Laughs?
He's some absolute window licking. He's fucking. I need to leave his name in because
wait, is this like an open micer?
No, Dapper Laughs was a comic and he was big in England in like 2015. He was on Vine.
Okay.
And he would do like these Vines.
Oh, I think I know.
And he'd do characters and stuff.
Where he asked you to write for him?
Yeah, he put a thing up on the Facebook comedy forum thing, being like, I'm looking for writers.
Oh.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm going on tour and I also want writers for like TikTok sketches and Instagram sketches.
He had a massive controversy and I can't remember.
He made a rape joke in a Vine thing.
He made a rape joke in a Vine and he was on Newsnight, which is like the biggest news show in, and he was in like a black turtleneck.
Oh yeah, polo neck like Steve Jobs.
Oh, so funny. And he's like, he looked like a beat poet and he's talking about,
Funny?
No.
Okay. He's the biggest hack. Just to give you an idea of his audience, his audience at his gigs, they stand in the crowd like it's a standing.
And they go, oh, hey!
It's like the darts. It's just like the darts. They're all drinking pints and wearing hats. And
so
stuff.
Then I rape the kid.
It's like, it's like a bad, really, really, really bad Paul Smith. And he goes out and then, but yeah, like his sketches are all just like the lowest. Hanging fruit, fucking. I mean, we did a sketch where you're shoving a Christmas tree up my ass.
Hey, that was high
up. People loved that, but
that was really good.
Yeah, it's not hack.
No, it's not hack.
It's not hack at all.
No, I've never seen that.
He does hack shit. It's all hack fucking shit. And yeah, he wanted writers for like whatever. And of course, anything I sent him was like, but when you're writing for someone, anything that you think of that's good, you go, well, I'm fucking keeping that.
Yeah.
I'm not giving it to that cunt.
Yeah.
But he never used anything that I sent him. I only did it for like a month. And then...
So did you get... Was any money exchanged?
No, because he's like, I'll pay you for any ideas that I use. And then you're writing for hours.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
It's fucking retarded.
It should be like a small sum for everything. Oh, yeah. I guess it's hard because you could just phone it in and just get, like, send something that's not even...
Well, it should be like a monthly... Like, I'll pay you for a month and we'll see what you come up with. Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, there should be a minimum.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
That's the thing I've noticed like recently in English comedy. It's like a British guy will get to a certain level, and then they'll just get writers in. Like Frankie Boyle has writers.
No, don't say that.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. Oh, and he's quite open about it.
Really?
Oh yeah. I think there's not that culture of like, oh, you got to write your own jokes in England.
Right. Yeah. I mean, Kevin Hart, I know, does it, and Chris Rock as well.
The crazy thing I find about comics is, yeah, when they get bigger, it's almost like British comics, as they get bigger, they gig less and less.
You talk
to some people who are like famous and making money, and they're like, oh, I gig 2-3 times a week, and you're like, what?
Yeah.
Well, because we get comfortable, you don't want to do fucking...
Well, we've all come up on the American guys who are like yeah, we gig like 10 times a week minimum.
Yeah.
But the British thing is like, stand up wasn't the main stand up now in England is like what stand up was like in the 80s and 90s in America, where it's like you do stand up so then you can get a TV show and you move on from stand up.
Yes, yeah.
We're the first generation of people who are like stand up.
We know a lot of people who are just doing this to get to TV.
Like, yeah,
they just so wanna, dumb now because TV's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now they make shitty Instagram reels.
And you have Rosie Jones her own fucking TV
show. Your TV shows are doing web series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's just what it's moved to.
Rosie Jones should do a game show and it's called What the Fuck Am I Saying?
Yeah.
And it's just her going, Oh, that's genius. And people are like, I think she's saying, I went to the shops yesterday. Yeah. And it's like, they don't even need the buzzer. They're just her going,
But that's someone, she should be a writer.
That's so mean. Anyway, like, she's a good writer.
Yeah.
I think she's a good writer. But for God's sake, like...
Is she? I watched the opening minute.
We're trying to be nice.
We're trying to be nice. Yeah,
we're trying to say something nice about someone.
Just in case we cross paths with her. Yeah. You want to be like, hey, yeah. No,
but I just mean, like, it's like, it is kind of crazy that... Yeah, it's just like... To put something... You can't do the thing. Like, it's...
Yeah, she can't talk.
And it's unanimously, like, if you go onto any comment section of anything she's in...
Oh, it's always brutal.
It's always brutal. People are like, what the fuck is this?
I mean,
like,
I'm laughing. I'm laughing.
But for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
Is it the wrong reasons? She's gone on stage to make me laugh, and she's made me laugh with her funny voice. There's a funny voice is a tool you have as a comic.
Imagine if she can just speak normally, and that's just that would be
it's like a Kaiser Sose thing.
That'd be amazing. Like
she's pretending to be
that'd
fucking,
be great.
Yeah, yeah, and she's lesbian as well.
Oh damn it!
Yeah, there goes your chances.
Oh. Yeah.
But I mean, it would be great if it turned out that she was just making up the whole thing.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, like that's like she has her own fucking TV show, and I remember like I just went on a rant with my fucking family and stuff where it was just I think I just got I don't know I was tired and whatever about all of this shit, and then they're all like, yeah, just whatever, that's life, you know what I mean? It's just about complaining about like you see people that you know on TV and they don't deserve it, there's people with agents or whatever, and
yeah,
I don't know what got into my head, but I was just like, yeah, I got a bit because you don't want to be bitter and stuff.
But yeah, but you
at least openly bitter.
I think being bitter is fine.
Yeah. I think it's worse to be internally bitter.
Yeah,
I think you got to express it a bit, but you do have to like, I do have to worry, like I do feel it, and I'm like, I really don't like that about myself. Like when I start feeling.
Yeah, but nine times out of ten, it is justified because like it's like you see the people who are on TV, and you're like, this is dog shit. Yeah. These people are dog shit.
Yeah, and I've just gotten so jaded, man. I won't even stick around to watch. I'm like, put me on first and just, I want
to
go home.
Because I used to like stick around and watch headliners a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Now I'll watch one. If I haven't seen the headliner before, I'll give them 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if they haven't said anything interesting, I'm leaving.
You say like it to them, so I was like, I'm giving you 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Just before they go on stage, just let you know. If I'm not here when you get off stage, you fucking suck.
You fucking suck. I'm giving you 5 fucking minutes, all right? You better be good.
I went to City and I was really excited to see Slim headline.
Yeah.
And then he just didn't turn up.
No.
Yeah.
He just didn't turn
up.
No,
he did. It was after everyone left.
He just didn't turn up.
Oh shit, what's going on here? Yeah.
Slim, he's named after the chance that he shows up.
I was like, what the? F- I was so excited because I've only heard amazing things about
this guy.
Yeah, yeah. And everyone says how great he is, and he's like the funniest black comic, and maybe the funniest comic on.
Yeah. They say that about every black comic.
Yeah.
But then, like, I remember at Backyard one time, fucking, there was some headliner. His name was like Anuvab Pal or something. It's like old Indian guy, and like Dave Ward and fucking what's that other comic with the big cock. The big cock and balls, David Whitney.
Going on to all of his reels. It's just balls. It's all balls.
It's all balls. He's all potatoes and no meat. So he go on to his Instagram reels and it's just like this fucking massive mass just fucking there. And they both of those cunts said to me, they're like, "Are you leaving?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And it's like, "You gotta stick around for this guy, man.
Right?
Yeah, he's a fucking killer, man. Yeah, he's one of the best." And I was like, I mean, fuck, all right. And then he goes up and he's like, "Hello, I'm a comedian. My parents are Indian, so they're disappointed in me," or whatever. And I was like, "Are you fucking?" Yeah, I had to go up to Dave Ward. And I was like, "Are you fucking?"
But then you lose faith as well because like David Ward's been nice to me before,
yeah,
and like complimentary to me. And then when he compliments people like that, you're like, "Oh, am I worse than this?"
That's
fucking
exactly
Indian
retard. Yeah. Every time I see someone who's been nice to me, I have the exact same thing.
I get
like,
so
paranoid.
Oh,
you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it devalues there. He doesn't like me, man. The last time I did Backyard, I did like 10 minutes. It's like a new material night.
Yeah.
So they go. I think in the past it would have been like, I got to impress Dave, but it's been like 3 years of trying to impress, and he just never gives me paid shit, so I'm like, fuck you. So I did like literally 10 minutes.
David Ward has started giving me paid stuff, so I respect him.
We'll probably bleep his name, but
and
there
you go. And I love you, David.
Yeah. And and then I went on, I did like 10 minutes of just like talking about the homeless woman's pussy, like her vagina and
stuff.
That's
a good bit.
It's a good bit. But he does, and I walked off stage and he gave me like, I was like, "Oh, thanks for having me." He didn't even look at me. And he gave me like the wet fish handshake.
I think, but I don't think, I think he's autistic. I think he's old man autistic.
His teeth are autistic, I think.
Yeah.
I think he's fixed his teeth.
Has he? Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for him.
I think he's, because he just has a very nervous.
Doesn't look like Brazil nuts anymore.
Oh, he doesn't eat them. Yeah, they look like Brazil nuts.
No, that's what I was saying. They don't look like Brazil nuts anymore.
Oh, I thought you said he doesn't eat Brazil nuts anymore.
No.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah.
I think he only eats Mentos.
Your joke, huh?
I think he only eats Mentos.
Well, that's a bad sign.
Yeah.
Someone probably told
him. He would just like when I'm driving him, he would just sit there with a pack of Mentos, just eating them one by one.
Yeah.
Does he offer you a Mentos? No. Okay.
Yeah. Joss Whedon does that.
What?
He'll get like a pack of Polos.
Yeah.
And he'll just eat it one by one in one sitting.
Yeah,
my party trick, I used to be able to put Polos on my dick. It's fucking...
Oh, no, you couldn't.
Yeah, I could. Yeah.
You could put Polos on your dick?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
That's just a joke about my penis being really skinny.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I believe...
I just have a urethra. That's all I have.
Yeah.
It's just a little straw.
Yeah.
Like a woman that's coming out of like a carton of juice.
Oh, that's how stupid I am. Because I was like, Jesus.
Yeah, I could probably fit a Polo inside.
Yeah.
Oh. You could probably put it in like a coin.
Yeah. Someone started a rumor about a guy in my school that he, I don't know if it's true, but they were like, "Oh yeah, one time he got drunk and he put like a Haribo ring like on his penis."
You could probably do that because you can stretch it out.
You can stretch it out. And then apparently he was like, "Oh," and he like sucked it off a guy sucked it off his dick.
Wow, I think that's just your fantasy.
No. Someone started a rumor about that. And he was like real straight, like athletic fucking guy. His name was Gavin something, fuck off, fucking cunt or whatever. And he was a faggot as well. So
a rumor went around in school that I was gay.
Yeah,
and it's because I sat like that. Yeah, well, I was like 14. People came around my house, and I remember we was fighting. And every time I'd get, I was acting gay because I'd get on top of them and then I'd start dry humping them as a joke.
Yeah.
But also, I think maybe I quite like the dry humping at the same time.
Humping anything at that age feels.
You know what I mean? I think that was an element of that. As a 14-year-old boy, I'm like, well, okay, well, my dick's rubbing
something.
Yeah. And then next day, it went around that I was gay.
Yeah.
And I was.
And you think it was because of that?
I think it was because of that.
Yeah.
I think I don't. It could have. It could have been many things.
The incessant humping of other boys.
I think it was me humping the other boys.
I remember I did like, I think in primary school it would have been like 10 or 11. No, younger than that. And I did like a gay test online. And then I came back, I was like 10% gay because I lied. And and I came into school the next day and I was like, yeah, I did a gay test. And I told everyone I got like 10% on a gay test. And I was like, oh, Rob's gay or whatever.
Wow.
I was like, no, I didn't. I was like, everyone's a little bit gay. Even back then, I was like, everyone's a little bit gay.
Yeah.
And they were like, no.
What was the question that you fucked up on?
Do
you like men's assholes?
Do you like men's assholes?
I was like, yeah, I think straight guys like men's.
Everyone likes
men. They're beautiful to look at.
They're beautiful to look at, just aesthetically. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like jazz music. Like, you're not really into it, but you can just appreciate.
You can appreciate the beauty.
Appreciate the beauty of it.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh yeah, Rob's a fucking homo. And then I think one time, I don't even know what I was thinking. There was this little fat British kid that I used to bully, I think his name was like Stephen, and he was like a exchange student. Not an exchange student, but he came over for a bit.
Exchange fluids with him.
And, no, he's a little fat cunt. But his family were like millionaires, and they were renting this mansion that was like opposite the school, and I kind of befriended him, and then I was getting bullied a bit, so I was like, I'm going to fucking take it out on this fucking little faggot. So I like bullied him. And then I think I called him fat or something. He was like, ooh. And I was like, no one's going to believe you or whatever. And then, which is just so predatory. Like, and then I wrote him like a birthday card to like apologize or something. I was like, happy birthday. And then I said like, love Rob or something.
Yeah.
And it was innocent. Like, it wasn't like whatever.
Yeah.
And then everyone saw the card and they were like, oh, what the fuck? And then he was like, he doesn't mean it like that. And then I was just like, oh,
you're dating the fat
I fucking hated school. Oh my God. Yeah. Primary school. Fuck, man. Fuck.
Primary school was rough for you.
Oh, yeah, man. The kids hated me. I was a really weird kid. I hung out with other weird... I mean, one of the guys I'm still, like, good friends with, he lives in Australia now, but, like, I was just, like, hanging out with the fucking weirdos, man, in primary school.
Yeah. And then I never had that. In primary school, everyone got on pretty well. Secondary school was rough.
Why? Because it was a rough school?
It was kind of rough. It was, like, you know, It was like a group of black kids, and then the kids pretended to be gypsies.
Who would pretend to be a gypsy?
Kids from St. Mary's Cray. To pretend to be tough, they would pretend to be gypsies. So they'd use all that gypsy slang, like mother's gin.
Steal people's dogs.
Yeah,
move into people's fucking...
Fuck their cousins.
Property and stuff,
I went to like six different schools. And like,
a bad priest that they just moved around.
Yeah, I kept molesting the teachers. So I went to one in New Zealand and came here, and because went to Sydney, and then my parents didn't know where they wanted to live in Sydney, so we kept moving around, and Sydney's so fucking big.
Yeah.
And so they wouldn't like a suburb, and they'd be like, oh, we're going to go fuck off over here. Yeah. I remember like the first day of school though in New Zealand.
Yeah.
The older kids like convinced me to drink some Coke off the ground that they'd spilled. Like that. Yeah. And I was like, it wasn't even for something. I was just like, oh, free Coke.
Yeah. That's what you were thinking. I thought you were like, oh, I'll impress them and get a lot.
Yeah, no, I was just like, Coke. I love Coke. Yeah. Mum wouldn't give me Coke. So I was I'll have some floor Coke.
Yeah. Floor Coke.
I remember I sucked
it
out of gravel. Like it was fucking, I still remember the feeling of it.
Floor Coke is a different thing to George, man. That's George sniffing what he thinks is Coke off of someone's rug. Like,
but it's just his own skin.
Oh, that's got me a few times.
What?
Fucking.
It's just your own skin.
Snorting Coke and then finishing it and then looking for Coke on the floor. I've done it before.
It's your skin?
Ooh. Yeah, like I pick it up and I'm like looking at my finger. I'm like, it's not Coke, it's me.
But then you've done so much Coke though that it's like seeped into your skin, so you could probably
get
high from doing it.
Going, Oh, that'd be good.
You haven't done Coke in a long time though.
The last time I done Coke was three, four months ago.
Okay.
Yeah. Longer than that.
October 7th.
Yeah. I celebrate. A little bit of a bump. I had to celebrate.
A little bit of a bump.
And then I don't drink anymore. I'm a sober George.
Yeah. You haven't Georged. You haven't Georged in a while.
Yeah.
No, you haven't drank in, what was it, a year? No?
Nah. I've had a few drinks. I've had an occasional drink every day. When I went to Cafe Mode, the little Moroccan gave me a beer, so I had a beer with him.
Right.
I had a few drinks with a young lady.
Okay.
I only don't drink consistently.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I end up doing coke.
Right.
So I avoid drinking in general. But I don't have I'm not like an alcoholic.
You didn't drink it all over Christmas?
No. Me and Ollie.
Yeah. How was your Christmas with Christmas with the Rayhearts?
Oh, it was so good.
Yeah.
So you had Ollie's nan in the front room. Yeah. And she's just a fucking like depressed older lady.
Yeah.
So I just avoided her.
Hot?
She looks like Ollie but old.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she was just...
Did she have facial hair? Did she have a goatee? No? Yeah.
She wore like a gold chain with a black
gold
t-shirt.
Chain, right, yeah.
And so Ollie's mum is like the best woman in the world. She's just like such a mumsy person.
She's hot probably. No.
I can't.
Okay, yeah.
If I said on a public broadcast, okay, Ollie's mum is very fuckable.
We'll move on.
And I would like to have sex with Ollie's mum. Yeah. It would break.
Which
his
is not
heart.
What you're saying. You're just
I would not
saying
say that
if you did say.
If I did say that, but I'm not saying that.
Is his dad in the picture?
His dad's dead. Fucking loser.
Wait,
fucking so dead dad.
He's in no pictures. He's in the picture. So, not any recent ones.
Does she have a partner, a new partner?
No. No, she's single and ready to mingle.
You're
going to be Ollie's dad.
I'll come dressed as Santa.
Imagine if you became Ollie's stepdad.
Oh my God, I would love
that. Oh, that'd be so good. I would love to go around Ollie's.
Ollie! No, you're not going out to do comedy tonight.
I'm going to spank you.
Yeah.
You're just sat in a chair smoking a pipe.
Yeah.
Well, his mum smokes mine.
Oh, that's, put a zin that in there for you. Hamish, don't say that. Yeah. That's terrible. Don't come on, man.
Get over it, if he gets upset about that, he's a bad comedian. Yeah, that's, you can't get upset.
Well,
that's
more offensive than anything that's been said.
I'm joking, Ollie.
We're joking.
Yeah. So me and Ollie had a very wholesome. Basically, I was very.
How many holes? No, sorry.
What was the whole sum?
I play Crusader Kings 3.
Yeah.
So we set up in his front room.
Uncle Crusade.
Oh, I do. Yeah, mate. There was a lot of killing Arabs in that game.
Yeah.
So we had two desks.
Yeah.
So I was playing Crusader Kings 3. Crusader Kings 3 is a medieval simulator where you play a dynasty.
Yeah.
And your goal is to like...
It's real-time strategy, isn't it? No, it's turn-based.
You can pause it. You can pause the... Right, so like it goes day by day and you pause it. Yeah. And then, like, the goal, there's no set goal, but, like, you're the point. I always start as, like, a minor person, like, mm-hmm. a minor count.
Yeah.
And we can't try and become the King of England or the King of France.
Nice.
But you kind of just go with the flow, you know? Yeah.
King George. Yeah.
You know? So, like, you know, in that game, I quit because it's like a role playing game, so all the characters interact. So, my brother in the game cucks me. I got cucked by my brother in the game. Ooh. And then there's an option to duel someone if they cuck you.
Demand satisfaction.
Yes. I demanded satisfaction.
Yeah.
And then he killed me.
Yeah.
And then I ended the game.
It's kind of like Barry Lyndon.
But do you have a son if you...
I only had daughters, so I died. Ooh. So my daughters married off. I know. Every time I get a daughter in a game, I'm like, fuck!
You understand why they would kill their wives when they kept making designing.
You do that.
The older I get, the more I understand.
You can't. Also, you feel like Henry VIII, because like I had a wife who made five daughters, so you do a murder plot where you have him assassinated.
Yeah.
So you can do a banquet. And I had my wife assassinate at a banquet. Yeah, nice. She got spiked.
Right.
It's the best game. It's expensive, DLC, though, because you've got to get all the DLC. It's like £100.
What were you playing on your laptop?
I got some Christmas
money. My MacBook.
Is it like Age of Empires? Is it like you're building like a...
No, it's a map.
Like, map. It's like a strategy game.
It's a strategy game. It's called a map game. So you're looking at a map.
Do you ever play Risk?
Minor attracted persons. That's what they call
it. Yeah.
Did you ever play Risk? It's like
I know the game Risk. Yeah,
you're moving pieces around.
Yeah. Okay. And you're looking at a map. Your character's in the corner,
mm-hmm.
and then you unpause the game. You set like you have like a council who like you have a steward who's trying to make you money.
Okay,
and then like you go okay. So if I marry this person,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. and I kill their brother, that means she will inherit the throne, and then my child will inherit that throne and my stuff. So you get more power.
Are there real-time battles in it?
So you have like units.
I always get confused with that and Bannerlord. Bannerlord's kind of similar, isn't it?
Yeah. So if you're at war, you raise your levy, and then you have like a number on the screen of 5,000 soldiers, and then that 5,000 soldiers. If there's another army on the screen, you fight them, and then you click on it, and it's just numbers going down, and it's just like a screen comes up.
Okay, so it computes the winner.
It just computes the winner.
And
yeah.
You start as like a modest little like villager or whatever, and then you
can
work your
start
way
as a you could. So previously, you could only start as like someone who's a landed character, means you own land.
Like a what do they call them? A serf? Serfs up?
You could start as a serf.
Yeah.
So you could only start as a land character. Yeah. Which means you have your account. The Count of Essex.
Yeah. You can't be a pirate.
Oh, the Count of Essex.
You can be a Viking.
Mm.
And Viking's fun because if you're a Viking, you rape and pillage.
Yeah.
So you go around and then
X to rape.
Yeah. Yeah, you... Dude. So you can...
I've broken the button on my controller.
Yeah, I have... As a Viking, I kidnapped the Queen of England.
Ooh.
And then made her my wife and then... fucked her, and then my son.
I think that's what Trump's doing right now.
Yeah,
he's fucking Maduro's wife.
Yeah. He's just making him watch.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Do you like that?
You like that? You like that, faggot?
Yeah. So this is how you fuck a woman.
Yeah, you know Trump drops faggot like the F bomb.
Oh yeah,
left, right,
yeah,
and center.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I think I've dropped it twice on his podcast. I've got to stop dropping it.
I don't think.
Oh yeah, I think it
doesn't matter too much.
No,
faggot's fine. Retired faggot.
Yeah, you don't hear about like it's coming. It's closely behind retard in like acceptability.
I've been blown by a man.
Yeah, so you can say it.
So I can say it, right?
Yeah.
That's fine then. So
I've seen gay porn.
I think you're. Do you know what? As someone with cards,
Thanks.
I can give you a FICA card, can I?
I've cards.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, but you're my.
He's like, it's in my dick.
You're gonna have to suck it out.
Yeah. I'll give cards. Here you go.
There you go.
Here you go.
Name of the episode.
Yeah.
Imagine that getting in trouble. Like, so they tried to cancel you for saying, and you just like. Just blow your friend and take a photo, and you're just
yeah.
You're
like,
can you
yeah.
But if that ever came up, I might just have to.
And it's a black guy, so you can say the N word as well.
Yeah. Oh,
right. yeah.
Perfect.
And you're in blackface.
Yeah.
Would you ever do black under any circumstances? Would
do
you
blackface? I want to do it. So
if a sketch was like funny enough.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I think I would do it.
There's a great David Mitchell Webb sketch where the original joke is that she's. David Mitchell's in a burqa,
mm-hmm.
and she signed up for like a makeup makeover show.
Yeah,
and she's in a burqa.
Yeah,
so the joke is she doesn't want a makeover.
Okay,
and then they do a bit where like he's meant to be there, like discussing the sketch, and David Mitchell's in the burqa,
yeah.
And he's like, "Is this offensive? Is this racist to be in a burqa?" He's mm-hmm. like, "Well, we're using it for comedy, so like you know, I think it's fine." And like, you're not actually making a comment on the burqa; you're just making a comment that isn't it ironic?
Yeah.
And they go, "Yeah, okay." And then David Mitchell lifts up the burqa and he's in blackface.
That's gross. Nice.
Yeah. And he goes, "I just like it."
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, so if it was funny enough, and maybe you're subverting something. Yeah, I mean, do it.
Because it like Always Sunny did it so well.
Yeah,
like you don't look at that and go like, "Fuck, this is crazy." Because they set it up so well with the discussion when they're arguing about what's worse, a black accent or a black voice.
Yeah,
sorry, a black voice or a black face.
Yeah, but they're also idiots that don't know that you shouldn't do blackface. Like,
exactly.
That's the idea.
Yeah, well, one of them does, and one does. Like, it's just so funny they have that argument, and then what's his name comes out and he's just doing the. Man, shit, what's going on? You know,
yeah.
And, well, blackface derived from like, I can't remember the guy's name.
From black people.
Yes. We looked at him and went from black people's faces. Wouldn't it be crazy if we looked like that?
Yeah.
It's actually based off.
But like a guy, it's a movie called The Jazz Singer or something, and it basically a guy would do the guy who I'm talking about. He would do blackface,
mm-hmm.
and he would like sing jazz songs.
It was called minstrel shows, wasn't it?
Minstrel shows.
That.
Yeah,
really
it was
nice
before film. Well.
But the guy in question, I can't remember the guy's name, but he loved black music. He loved black people, and mm-hmm. he did the blackface as like an appreciation thing. Like, I want to be like these guys.
Yeah.
So it wasn't. Strictly a mocking thing. It was
but
actually
I think
an appreciation
originally
thing.
Because when they used to really do it like caricature
big
with
lips
like
and
yeah.
And stuff. I think I said this in the group chat. I was over at my auntie's on Christmas and they have a gollywog on the Christmas tree.
Mm.
We were talking about all this stuff about.
Well, you had
times better get changed. Him down.
What?
Yeah. You had the black and white
mint getting bleeped. Yeah. Mother of God. Mother
Lynch
of
mystery.
God. Yeah. What did you say?
Lynch mystery.
You had the black and white minstrel show in the 70s.
Yeah.
And people used a black up. And then apparently my mum would watch that show in the 70s. Mm. And then my granddad Joe.
Yeah.
Because my mum loved the show so much. He would, one day my mum came downstairs and he had blacked up.
Oh, wow.
As a surprise.
What, shoe polish?
Shoe polish and white gloves. And he's doing, Mommy.
Yeah. Sit on my lap and tell me what you want for Juneteenth.
Yeah. For Black History Month.
Yeah.
But my dad tells a story where his dad was really racist and he was like a cop and stuff, and they were sitting there, like him and his brother were sitting on the like this, like little boys, like just watching the TV, and the dad was behind a classic, like the dad was there reading the newspaper while they were watching, and they're watching the Olympics when that black guy went with the black guy, some guy won.
Yeah, he won gold
because
that was 64.
Oh no, my dad is not that old.
Maybe it was
70s. Some Olympics where like the blacks won something or whatever.
Every Olympics since the 60s.
And they were watching the Olympics and there's like all these black people celebrating or whatever. And then my grandfather just apparently like lowered the newspaper, saw the TV and just went.
Jeez.
I'm bleeping that obviously.
Yeah.
But,
wow.
Yeah. And then he just started reading the newspaper again.
Yeah.
So
my nan used to just be like, my nan's like that. She's racist all the time. Like, I remember, like, I think I've told you a story in the podcast before where like I told her about someone getting hit by a bus.
Yeah.
And she was like, well, what colour was he? And it was a white kid, but I said he was a black kid to see her reaction. And I was like, he was black. She's like, oh, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
She doesn't get, like, it's a kid.
I won't name names, but someone in my immediate family, a young black kid got stabbed during COVID. I don't know what it was like here, but in Ireland they had like zones that you couldn't leave. It was like a 2 kilometer.
I know which member of your family this is.
Yeah. I won't say, it was like you couldn't leave like a 2-3 kilometer zone or whatever.
Right.
So there's like zone ones on two whatever. And this black kid got stabbed in some altercation, and he was like from zone 2, but the stabbing happened in zone 3.
Right.
And me and my like watching the news, and they said something like that, like, oh, he's whatever. And then my was just like, what was he doing out of his zone? Yeah. I was like, he's 15, he got stabbed. She's like, I don't care. What was he doing out of his zone? I was
oh,
like,
Jesus.
Oh, I just said who it was. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. But yeah, yeah, I was like, what was he doing out of his. Man, I made such an outrageous fucking joke in front of. There was this black comedian in Ireland who's like very, very light skinned to the point where you might not even clock that he's black. And
like The Rock.
What?
I didn't know The Rock was
kind of like
black.
The Rock. Kind of like
for
The Rock.
Like, I had no idea. When people said that,
might
be like,
Hawaii.
He's Hawaiian.
Yeah. I think Hawaiian or Moroccan or kind of something like that.
No, he's from a different one. Samoa.
Oh!
Yeah.
Samoa.
But yeah. I don't even know what that was.
That
but,
was you choking
please,
at Samoa.
Please, sir, can I have Samoa? There we go, folks. There we go.
Wow.
That's what you say to The Rock when you're blowing him.
But so we're all standing around. There's two comics and then there's this black comic. And one of them was going to Thailand to go on his honeymoon. And this other comic was like, be careful. There's places in Thailand where monkeys will snatch your phone out of your hand or whatever. And I went, I was like, yeah. And one of the lads just shot me a look like, he just went like this. And I went, because he kind of did that thing where he like looked at me and then looked in the direction of the guy. And thankfully the guy was kind of like in the conversation, but not really.
Right.
Kind of like in the circle, but kind of like looking at something on the thing. And he didn't, I don't think he clocked it.
Yeah.
Even if he did clock it, I think he's like, has a sense of humor about it, so well, clearly, he wouldn't have gotten offended.
You're clearly joking.
Because afterwards, I said to the, I didn't really know him, and then I said to the guy who gave me the look, I was like, would he, if he heard that, would he have been pissed? And he was like, probably not. He would have been. Mm. He probably would have laughed. Like, but this is the thing when you go back to like a scene that you're not really part of, and you don't know who you can trust with certain jokes or whatever.
Also, I can imagine the Irish scene being a bunch of gossipy.
It's a small scene, so...
Yeah.
I think every scene is gossipy.
Yeah, I guess so.
The thing with London...
But the smaller scenes probably are worse, to be honest.
The thing with Ireland is if you fucking hate someone there, you're going to cross paths with them quite a bit. Whereas here, if you fucking hate someone, you're probably not going to gig with them too much.
Yeah.
Mm. Unless you're kind of like at similar points in your career or whatever. But but what are we talking about there with the...
Talking about Christmas.
Oh, Christmas, yeah. So the rest of Christmas with the Ray Harris.
Yeah, so Ollie, I was really proud of him.
Okay.
Because he played RuneScape, right?
Okay.
And in a 72-hour window, he played RuneScape for 42 hours straight.
Wow.
He did.
He played RuneScape for 42 hours straight.
Okay, straight? Wait, so no breaks?
So, well, he did. We slept, yeah. But as in, like, for every waking moment.
Yeah.
Apart from Christmas dinner, he was playing RuneScape.
I believe he has autism now.
He has autism. Yeah. It was really
pure
impressive.
Pure autism there. Yeah.
How many hours did you have on Crusader Kings?
Maybe 10.
Crusader Cucks.
Maybe, yeah. I was watching Curb Your Enthusiasm in between.
In between sessions.
Yeah, in between sessions.
What about Christmas Day? What
did the Crusader King games like that, you can have shit playing on the side. That's why I have two screens.
Yeah.
Right. Play a game got porn on the thing.
Yeah. But like, I was getting like, you know, I like playing it for a couple of hours and it just pausing the game, just looking at what I've done. You know, look how much my dynasty has spread.
Yeah, I used to play Age of Empires, and also there used to be my buddy had this game. I never got it, but it was like this Japanese battle game where you'd build an army and then you'd basically just like build like new tactics and stuff.
Shogun?
Total
War.
No,
this would have been like 20 years ago, like,
oh yeah, right. No, yeah, the first Shogun was
okay, then maybe it was that, yeah. But you'd kind of just like hit play and then like the battle would happen and you kind of just watch the battle play out. Yeah, in real time.
That sounds
kind
good.
Of thing. It was really good. And then the Lord of the Rings Warhammer, that video game,
oh dude,
amazing.
I had that on my PC.
And then there was a Lord of the Rings strategy battle game which was fucking sick.
Yeah,
oh, that's good.
Yeah, it was fucking sick. I might actually fucking get a fucking...
You should. You mean the problem is the Mac doesn't.
I don't think your computer will be able to run any games.
Macs don't run games very well, and there's certain games like
that aren't on it. Yeah,
where they can't run it. So you gotta get a PC. You could probably buy a PC for like.
Well, no, you used to be able to really easily install Windows on a Mac.
Right.
And I don't know what it's like on the new ones, but I know that there's certain things like, yeah, but it's called, I can't remember what the program's
so
called.
So you need Windows.
It's built into Mac.
So you need Windows to run video games better. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, it's just that games aren't ported to Mac.
Right.
Right. I've already got Windows on my wall, so I'm not really. That was fucking retarded. But Christmas Day, you just what? Christmas
Day? So Christmas Day, we woke up about 1. Yeah. I was sleeping at the... Oh, I felt like his pecs. I was sleeping at the foot of his bed on a blow-up bed.
Oh, like Pillion?
Yeah.
Have you seen Pillion?
No.
It's like a BDSM movie. He makes you sleep at the foot of the bed.
I was sleeping on his floor.
Yeah.
And then at one point, I remember Ollie stepping over me to get onto RuneScape. Mm. And I was just asleep. And I woke up and I just started playing games. And then, like, it got to about 5 o'clock. We came out. We put on...
You didn't come out of the room until 5 p.m.?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah.
That's depressing.
Oh, no, it was great.
No.
I loved it. I was eating, and then, but all his mum was like, you know, she would come in and go, oh, do you boys want some chocolates?
Ooh. Come in with her nice tits.
Oh, she hasn't got tits.
You want to lick some chocolate off my tits?
Let's not talk about Ollie's mother.
Sorry,
like
sorry, Ollie.
And then she would like, she's, you know, giving me like chocolates and stuff.
Oh, nice, okay.
And then, you know, I would play video games. And we came out about 5, we ate Christmas dinner, and about 6 o'clock we went back to the dungeon and we played more games.
Like, why do I think it's smelly in there?
Oh, it stunk.
Oh.
It must have stunk.
How big is this room?
A little bit smaller than this.
Oh, fuck that, man.
Yeah, window sealed.
Our
aim was to smell.
It's like a snow globe with all your skin.
Yeah.
Well, that's what happened when I shaved my head. I think I said this recently, and I went and I met up with my friends. And when you shave your head, people just want to go, way.
Yeah.
And I turned up to a pub and someone went, whoa, and just... It was like a snow globe, like just skin went everywhere, and I was like, "Dude, what are you doing?" Like,
yeah.
But what did you do for New Year's?
I just stayed in.
Have you not seen him for 2 weeks as well?
No, I saw him just before New Year's. We went to the movie.
I didn't go out New Year's because my sleeping pattern.
We shot a sketch and then
My sleeping pattern's been fucked since Christmas.
Yeah,
I've been sleeping in 4-hour increments.
Okay,
so I'll sleep from like 11 till 3, wake up. I fucking, like, last night, I fucking woke up at, like, 2 in the morning, so I went for a 10K run.
Mm-hmm. And then 2 in the morning?
Yeah. Because I had nothing to do.
Right, okay.
I can't write at night, so I went for a 10, and then I got some chicken.
Okay.
And then I ate the chicken, and then I passed out, like, maybe 6 in the morning, woke up, came here.
Shit. This is last night?
This is last night.
Fuck,
I'm fucked.
That's an insane pattern.
New Year's Eve, I just got a lot of Red Bulls in.
Yeah.
And I had like 4 or 5 Red Bulls.
Is that like Native American?
Yeah. They call me in prison the Red Bull.
I took mushrooms with. So like we had 3 shows at Soho Comedy Factory.
Nice. Okay.
They were all about a third fall. They should have just done 1 show.
Were they fun? Good shows.
No. They were like, it was so weird. Everyone was tired. I'm like, what? Like I was hosting and I'd just be like. The things that we get a laugh for, I was just like, what the fuck is wrong with you people? Like, it's New Year's. Like, what are you doing? Like, what is happening? Like, why are you here? Like, you look miserable.
Yeah.
And, but then, we took, Luke Chilton brought, like, a chocolate bar with mushrooms in it.
Nice.
And I, like, took a cue. And everyone else was, like, taking, like, little nibbles.
And you took, you were like, give me that fucking...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I took a full one. And we went to, because they were doing a DJ, like, party thing at Big Belly.
Nice, okay.
So we get
was
there.
It in the big room or the small room or the
it was in the small like it was in the bar room.
Okay.
The big room was
yeah.
But we go there, it took us like an hour and a half to get there.
Yeah.
Cuz like everything was blocked, all the streets were blocked off, but Mags came along with us.
Yeah.
And she's like just went to one of the security guards and she's like, "We're comedians, we all need to get to Big Belly immediately." And they like nice. they let us through and we like snuck through to get to Big Belly and we get there and it's like 5 people just sitting in a room with a DJ and
nice.
Well, I think
what is
I mean it was fun, I was out of my mind. I took like another dose and the other thing like but like we eventually we all like got everyone dancing and shit and like Mooch came out and gave us like some bottles of alcohol.
Nice.
And and we were just hanging out. We ended up just fucking in that little like green room, just talking shit, just standing
around. That
sounds
amazing.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
But then they all went home at like 1:30, right after I took another dose.
Oh god.
And so I was like, all right, well, I guess
you should have hit up George.
No, he doesn't want to take drugs.
That's why I didn't want to go out.
That's fair enough. Yeah.
And so I just took a fucking. It took ages to get home too. I couldn't sleep till like 8 in the morning.
Yeah.
I was just like, as soon as I closed my eyes, just all the visuals and shit. But yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
Nothing really crazy happened, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, there was that one New Year's where we were all drinking out on the street, and then you went back to like Ollie's apartment and did speed or something. Was that you?
No? Sounds like me, but I can't really remember.
Moore, like this back when he was living in that fucking.
I remember. I remember it was on the. I don't think I went back to his. I think it was doing. I can't remember we had. Last year we didn't have coke.
No.
Last year, that's when I was getting kicked out of my fucking. Last year was when I was getting kicked out of my.
The hostel? No.
No, my house. When I was living with that crazy old man.
This is homeless.
Yeah, so this was homeless George.
Oh, this is the start of Homeless George.
The start of Homeless George, the soul saga.
Yeah, we've had different eras of this podcast. There was the Chris era.
Yep. Mm.
There was Homeless George.
Homeless George.
I don't know what era we're in now. Something bad has to happen.
I think we're in the
I mean, we've been doing all the sketches. I feel like we're in the final, like we're heading towards like the starting. Professional
yes.
yeah. era. Like
this is our big moment.
This yeah. is yeah, I can feel it. Yeah, we're going through a renaissance.
I've started manifesting and shit. Yeah. And look at us now.
Yeah, and he's manifesting shit.
See, this is we're gonna be massive.
Yeah. George Wheeler, everybody, you know him, you love him or hate him. Subscribe to the Patreon, €3.50 a month. There's 145 extra episodes on there. Go on, check it out. Recommend the pod to people. Subscribe to the YouTube, even if you don't watch, because we're almost at 1,000 subs, so that would be great. If you subscribe to that, did I say spray? Yeah, tell people, you know, the usual shite. I love you. Thanks for listening. Bye bye.